Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 14.
我们来看加勒太书第六章第十四节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 14.
加勒太书第六章第十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14. But may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the word has been crucified to me and I to the word.
加勒太书六章十四节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
This is the attitude of Apostle Paul where he carry on his the ministry for the Lord.
这就是使徒保罗当他在为完成神的使命的时候，他所有的一个思想态度。
I wish that the older brothers and sisters this verse and this word becomes our word for our rest of our life.
我希望弟兄姐妹们这句话能够成为我们所有的人的世界观。
And cross is the one that 2,000 years ago, during the time of Roman Emperor, is one of the most horrible and one of a horrible judgment instrument that led the people to crucify there to kill them.
你知道十字架在2000多年前在罗马帝国的时候，这是一个耻辱的记号，因为只有最多最大最很大的人才会钉在十字架上。
Some people just kill easily, but this cross is led the people to nail the hands and the feet, so they let them die very painfully on the cross.
有人很轻易的被杀掉，但是这种十字架的酷刑却是把人的手钉在架子上。
I think 2,000 years ago, cross nobody wants to talk about it, nobody wants to remember about it.
在那个时候，我想相信没有人愿意去纪念这个十字架的事情。
This is because this is always have a bad and a bitter memory.
因为这个会带来是耻辱或者是苦涩的记忆。
Jesus come to this world, he just like us, and he grew up under the Mary and Joseph.
主耶稣来到世间，就像我们一样，有肉体，他肉体从玛利亚而来。
When he preached the gospel, nobody noticed that this is the man of God.
当他传福音的时候，没有人意识到这就是神的儿子。
He preached the gospel, but many Jewish become an enemy of Jesus Christ.
他在传福音的时候，很多犹太人与他为敌。
He never retaliate to them.
但他却并不是报复他们。
But continually he do his ministry, and end up those like Pharisees and Sadducees, those like considered as a religious leader, end up and crucify him on the cross.
他继续坚持不懈的传福音，到最后犹太人要有祭司、文士串通起来把他。钉在十字架上。
And we remember him, his death on the cross.
我们再来今天要来纪念的就是他在十字架上为我们的死。
It's ironic, but Jesus only ask us to remember for his death on the cross.
主耶稣只吩咐我们要纪念他在十字架上的死。
And Apostle Paul, we know that his life, he at the beginning he dare and he very fearfully, he crucified the Christian at the beginning.
对使徒保罗来说，他开始的生活是基督徒的是压迫者，他到处来迫害一些基督徒。
He person has a very have a strong pride in his life.
他心中有很强的骄傲。
And he is considered he received a high education at that time.
他在那个时候受到很高的教育。
Not only just high education, but from a very well known name.The rab under the rabbis, he received a great education.
不光是受到高等教育，并且他的老师也是非常有名。
And also he is as a Pharisees, among the Pharisees, he testified.
他见证说他是法利赛众人中的法利赛人。
So he already received a great respect from the people already.
他受到周围的人的很高的尊敬。
And he received a high education.
他也是。And also, 受到很高的教育。
And also he has a Roman citizenship.
更还有他是罗马帝国的公民。
He's not living only the local local in the land of Judea, but he came from Tarsus. He knows about the whole world.
他不光是住在犹大，并且他也从大马士革来，所以他到过世界的很多地方。
He can go everywhere he like to go because he has Roman citizenship.
因为他有罗马的公民身份，所以他可以去很多地方，他想去的地方。
It's very hard to get this citizenship.
这个罗马的公民是很难拿的。
But he was from the born, he already have this citizenship.
但他一生下来就有这种身份。
He have many things he can proud of himself.
所以他如果要他有骄傲的话，他可以找出很多他可以骄傲的事情出来。
He has a great potential in his life that he can.If he wants to holding the fame or he wants to obtain the power, he can do that.
如果他要追求名利的话，或者追求权力的话，他都可以去做。
I think when he persecute the Christians, he wants to be. I'm sure because he have a great desire himself to be a great leader of the people of Jewish.
当他开始来迫害基督徒的时候，他可能当时有很强的愿望，要成为犹太人的一个领导者。
That pride helps him and support him to persecute the Christians.
他心中这种骄傲就支持他来做出这种迫害基督徒的事情。
On the way to the Damascus, and Jesus struck him with a light.
当他去大马色的路上
，and he fell down on the ground.
主耶稣来击打他，他就倒在地上。
And this is become his turning point.
这就是他的生活的转折点。
And he just asked the one who struck him down and said, "Who are you?"
他就问这个打击他的说你是谁
？I am the Jesus whom you are persecuting.
回答说我是耶稣，是你所迫害的。
That voice, that statement turned his life turn around.
就是因为这一次的事件，他的整个生命从此改变。
Before he is proud of he what we.What his status? What is himself, where he came from?
在这之前，他以他的公民身份、他的出生的地位来，又以他为骄傲。
But after the light striking him and falling down to the ground, he realized it.
当这道光击倒他的时候，他就倒在地上，他就意识到。
Jesus is the only one.
主耶稣才是。唯一的
especially his cross, he died on the cross, it becomes the center of his life.
因为主耶稣死在十字架上，所以他就成为我们的中心。
So the Galatians chapter 6 verse 14 here to mention that may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which they mention here that.
所以这里加拉太书第六章第十四节讲到，我断不以别的夸口，只夸口我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
We know the human nature. We like to. Thanks to there's a reason. Thanks to be proud that we holding this one that we become proud of ourselves.
我们知道人都有一个弱点，就是说他觉得有一样什么东西可以值得骄傲的，他就老是跟人家宣讲他这个优点。
And sometimes the money.
有时候是金钱
，sometimes our position，
有时候是地位
，and sometimes because of we have an influential person to be influential person， or kind of receive high education， all kinds of it turn out to become a source of our pride。
有时候觉得自己有一些影响力，或者是自己受到高等的教育，所以这样子都可以成为我们骄傲的理由。
But here the Paul mentioned about the,It never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里使徒保罗讲到说，我断不以别的夸口，除了我的主耶稣基督的十字架。
And from now on, and this of after we participate in Holy Communion, let us remember His cross in our center of our heart.
今天让我们领受圣餐的时候，让我们在心中纪念十字架的道理。
All the rest of the things about the reason to be proud, but we can let this all the things to be let the rubbish and just get rid of from us.
如果我们还会因为世上的事情而骄傲的话，我们要把这些骄傲赶走。
So that our pride is with the cross of Jesus Christ only.
我们唯一的骄傲是必须从主耶稣的十字架而来。
And cross that Jesus crucified on the cross because of our sin.
主耶稣实在十字架上是因为我们的罪
，because of our pride，
因为我们的骄傲。
Let us always remember his death is not because somebody else, but because because of us.
那我们记住，主耶稣之所以去死，不是因为别人，而是因为我们。
And he doesn't have to come to this world to in that way to save us.
他并不需要，不一定需要来到这个世界来拯救我们。
But he willing to come to this world just like us, like a man, and he died on the cross.
但他却愿意像人类一样来到世间为我们去死。
So those people do not believe in God, and it seems like a when Jesus come to this world, he died on the cross. God himself come to this world, died on the cross. It doesn't make sense.
不相信主的人会觉得主耶稣来到 是真神，他来到世间却为我们死在十字架上，好像听起来不可思议。
What a foolish way! What a foolish way come to this world and show us a love.
好像是很愚蠢的方法，这样子能够才能显现他的爱吗？
Maybe people think that if God himself then come to this world just like a almighty king, so it seems that everybody bow down to him and show exercise of power and authority.
可能很多人的想象中，可能说神应该像一个全能的王一样来到这个世间，所有的人都向他跪倒。
And this way, man, and every people just obey to him.
这样子，所有的人都会听从他。
And build up the great nation in the earth.
然后在世界上建立一个最伟大的国家。
Then naturally all the people follow him.
他自然的每个人都会来跟从他。
But when Jesus come to this world, not in that way.
但主耶稣来的世界却并不是这样。
He preached the gospel just the stop by the town to town, and those he seeking for those who seek and those who have a sinner, he can approach to them and bring them into the Lord.
他在世间只是去一个小城镇一个小城镇的去宣讲他的福音，当他看到罪人的时候，他就把他带到神面前。
So that's why many people do not understand the way he's preaching, way he's ministry.
这就是为什么很多人并不理解他的主耶稣的使命是什么。
It seems like it doesn't make sense.
好像觉得听起来不太合乎逻辑。
And especially his death is not many people really can understand.
特别是他的死，更多人没有办法理解。
If you are the king, if you are the one, the mighty God, how come you can die on the cross?
如果你是神，你是万能全能的神，你是我做王的，怎么可能死在十字架上呢？
Logically, we cannot understand.
逻辑上不合乎逻辑。
But he truly portrayed the true love, through his die on the cross.
但是主耶稣确实通过死在十字架上来表显现出他对我们的爱。
If we do not have a sin, he doesn't have to die on the cross.
如果我们没有罪的话，他就不用在十字架上死。
Because we are the sinner.
因为我们是罪人。
Somebody of the sinless one came to this world, have to take care of our sin.
一个必须有一个无罪的来到世间，把我们这些罪担当过去。
When Jesus is the only one, the sinless came to this world, he willing to himself, giving up his life on the cross.
主耶稣就是这样一个无罪的人，他来到世间为我们死在十字架上。
When he died on the cross, there's two people also die next to each other.
当他钉在十字架上的时候，当时旁边有两个人也是在钉十字架。
And these two is the criminal.
这两个就是罪犯。
Possibly these two is maybe a great murderer.
他们可能都是杀人犯。
And that's why they have a capital punishment, especially they let them die on the cross painfully.
所以当局才会把他们用最严酷的刑罚来处理他们。
Which is a Roman people cannot treat him and even let them die peacefully. Also, the Jewish people also they cannot let them die peacefully. So they just consider it's their life desolate and end up to die on the cross painfully.
无论是罗马士兵还是犹太人，都不愿意让这些人能够平安的去死。而是要让他们去遭受各种痛苦，然后死亡。
Both of them they hang on the cross, and one just look at the Jesus Christ.
两个人都挂在十字架上，但有一个人去看主耶稣。
And he knows that he deserves himself die on the cross.
他认为他自己是值得，是在十字架上死是罪有应当。
But when you look at the next one, the Jesus, he's not the one supposed to be die on the cross.
有一个强盗认为主耶稣实在之下是罪有应当，另外一个人说他是无辜的。
I'm sure because when this criminal, when he commits sin, committing sin in the way of his life, he heard about the Jesus before.
我们相信当这个罪犯在犯罪的时候，他曾经可能也会听到主耶稣的名字。
But now he and I just die on the cross.
但现在这个人跟我们一起钉在十字架上。
But how come he doesn't deserve to die on the cross? I die, I myself, it's, this is my destiny, but this one supposed not to die on the cross.
这个人就说，我是罪有应当，该死在十字架上，但是这个人却是无辜的。
And that time, that this criminal start to think and start to change his heart.
这个罪犯就开始在思考，就开始在反省，就开始在改变他的心。
Who can change the heart of this criminal?
谁能改变这个罪犯的心呢？
Jesus changed his heart.
是主耶稣本人。
Because this one is an innocent one dying on the cross.
所以这样子他才这些他就可以见证说这个人是无辜的人死在十字架上。
Logically, we cannot understand that this instance that one the criminal changes a life.
从逻辑上，我们很难理解一个罪犯的心怎么可能会这样子改变。
But only the power of God, power of His love can make sense to understand it.
只有神的能力，神的爱才可以让我们懂得。
And this is the will of God. He himself died on the cross to save us from the sin and deliver us to the kingdom of God.
这就是神本来的旨意，让主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，担当我们的罪，让我们能够承受他的永远的国。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们看加勒太书第一章第四节。
Who, chapter 1 verse 4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of God and Father. And it is who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil age.
这里第四，加拉太书第一章第四节讲到，基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
During the time of his ministry, his one only focus is to deliver us from sin.
当他主耶稣在世间的时候，他主要的工作的重点就是要把我们从罪中解脱出来。
When we look at the Bible book of John chapter 2, when he helping the wedding banquet, we change the water to the wine.
当我们在读约翰福音的时候，我们看到主耶稣行了一个神迹，就是在宴席上把水变成酒。
And that time in his mind, his coming of this, the carrying the cross he already having in his mind.
即使是在那个时候开始，主耶稣也心里面就已经知道他的计划，他就会为我们钉上十字架。
During the way he preached the gospel to the all the towns, his mind have where his death is the cross. He understood.He know that he expected.
在他传福音的生涯中，他也清清楚楚的知道自己的结局就是会被钉上十字架。
That's why he constantly remind his disciples.
这样子，所以他经常的去提醒他的门徒们。
When he preached the gospel to the people, when he teaching his disciple, they do not understand.
但是当他教导他们的门徒关于这个。道理的时候，他们的门徒却不理解。
Among the these disciples, even they kind of compete each other, they struggle each other.
甚至在门徒中，他们也在相互竞争。
They trying to figure who is the greatest one.
他们甚至在争吵谁是更大的。
Jesus have never have that kind of idea in his mind.
耶稣在他的脑海里从来没有那种思想。
Many times we forget about the cross in our heart, then our life will turn to be like this kind of way of life turn out to be.
如果我们在我们心中没有纪念主的十字架的话，我们的生活可能就会变得像那时候门徒一样。
And try to compete each other.
在相互竞争，相互比较。
And think that I am better than others, then we can such an excitement there.
总是在想自己比别人更好，并且为此感到高兴。
When we are not better than others, then certainly we're disappointed. We just discourage us.
当我们跟别人比较的时候，觉得我们自己不如别人的时候，我们就觉得很丧气，很灰心。
During the time of here, apostle, when the First Corinthians, we have noticed that this church have a lot of gifted, but why they have a difficulties? Church cannot be one.
在读查好哥林多前书的时候，我们知道哥林多教会有很多有恩赐的人，但是整个教会却不能合一。
They have a knowledge about God.
他们对神有知识。
They all have a very gifted.
因为他们有各种各样的恩赐。
They have a great potential. The church can be prospering.
他们本来有很大的潜力，可以成为一个很发展旺盛的教会。
But then church have many problems.
但是教会却有很多的问题。
Because one thing is missing in their heart.
因为有一件事情他们没有。
They do not have the Jesus, the cross in their heart.
他们在心中并没有主耶稣十字架的道理。
So whatever do, it turn out to be problems and create a division, and things happen to them.
所以无论他们做什么，他们就都有问题，并且彼此有纷争。
Once we have the heart that we can remember His death, that His death on the cross in our heart all the time, there's no any such problems.
但是只要我们在心中一直纪念主耶稣的死。纪念这个十字架的道理，我们就不会有这些问题。
After he finished his ministry, he knows that he about to die.
当主耶稣完成他的使命之后，他也知道自己即将离开世界。
And then he get the donkeys and he rode a donkey and went up to on the way up to the Jerusalem.
他就骑了一条驴，然后进入耶路撒冷城。
Many people just line up on the road and praised him.
那时候很多人在路边排列，然后来欢迎他。
Many people expect that this man come to us and save us, deliver us from the Roman Emperor. Maybe
很多人都相信这个人要来帮助我们，让我们从罗马帝国的统治下面解放出来。
And people think that this man can holding the authority and power, and then governing us, then we can save that. We can have a true kind of freedom.From the Romans,
相信主耶稣会能够夺取权力，能够把他们解救出来。
But actually, he went on the way when he on went up to the to Jerusalem, he just himself died on the cross.
但是当他到耶路撒冷城之后，他最后的结局却是他死在十字架上。
Everybody supported him because he became a winner. He became a king of the nation.
很多人开始支持他，是因为他以为他会成为国家的王。
But he ride a donkey and went up to the Jerusalem, and he himself to capture himself, and he died on the cross.
这些人都以为他会是成功者，但是他却是骑驴来到耶路撒冷，最后钉在十字架上。
This is the true Christian figures, images.
实际上，这就是真正的基督徒的形象。
Maybe we have many desires in, you know, in, even when we believe in God.
我们在心中，当我们相信神的时候，我们心中说不定还有很多、还有许许多多的。
Even when we even say we can helping the church, even we helping the whole holy work, but desire there's something desire to fulfill our own ways.
即使我们能够在教会帮助事工，但是在我们心里面还是有一种要满足自己的欲望的一种想法。
A true winner's figure is a true Christian's figure is ride a donkey, went up to the Jerusalem, die himself.
但真正基督徒的形象就是骑驴来到耶路撒冷，然后死在十字架上。
I think Jesus wants to show us this kind of a life as a true Christian's life.
主耶稣这样子向我们显作为一个榜样，就是一个真正基督徒的榜样。
And even till to the end, he hang on the cross, he prayed for the people who crucify him for ask God to forgive them.
即使是在最后他被挂在十字架上的时候，他还为那些把他钉十字架的人来祷告，请神原谅他们。
I think that's why we have to remember his cross, his death on the cross in our heart.
这就是我们要纪念他的死，在我们心里面纪念他的死的道理。
Let us learn this kind of life from the Jesus Christ.
让我们从主耶稣学习到这种生活方式。
So that our life is truly the one as a follower.Of Jesus Christ.
我们的生命就是真正的成为追随主耶稣的。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, I'd like to share the few Bible verses that we can partake the Holy Communion.
在我们用圣餐之前，我们先来查几句圣经的经节。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我们看路加福音的22章。
Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
路加福音的22章19节跟20节。
Chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
路加福音的22章19节到20节。
And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took a cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you." Is the new covenant in my blood. verse 19 and 20, in this way, during the Last Supper, he bring up the bread, as he mentioned that this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He reminds his disciples that this body, you can take it, and you, so that do remember, this way remember of his death.
路加福音二十二章的十九节跟二十节讲到，主耶稣说，主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢，就掰开递给他们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。意思就是说，这些门徒们可以来享用，可以来领受主的身体。
We do our church holy communion because Jesus asked us to do it.
这里讲到，你们也应当如此行，这就是为什么我们教会现在一直这样子做，因为是主耶稣吩咐的。
And holy communion is a remember of his death.
我们圣餐礼的目的是为了纪念主的死。
And also this protect his body and his blood.
这样子我们就来领受他的身体跟他的血。
Let's look at the one more verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们再来看另外一首，另外一句经节，就是在哥林多前书的第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节。
Chapter 10, First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16 and 17.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节跟十七节。
It's not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ.Is not the bread which we break sharing in the body of Christ. Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Here the Paul also mentioned that the bless which we bless a share in the blood of Christ, and also the bread which break share in the body of Christ. Verse 16 mentioned that.
十六节我们在这里，使徒保罗有讲到，我们所劈开的饼是同一个身体，就是基督的一个身体。
And also the verse 17 mentioned that there's one bread.
十七节讲到，我们只有一个饼。
All the brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are one body of Christ.
我们知道，我们弟兄姐妹们，我们在教会里，我们都是主的身体。
No matter what kind of a culture backgrounds, what kind of our education background, no matter what, we come to the Lord and we participate in one bread.
无论我们是怎么样的文化背景，我们受过什么样的教育，我们都来到主面前，我们来分享这同一块饼。
Sometimes there's a difference, sometimes different opinions.
有时候有人有不同的看法。
But we have to giving up ourselves in order to participate in one bread.
但是我们就要彼此容纳，因为我们是在领受的同一个饼。
And each part of the body is a function for the glory of God.
我们是主耶稣的某身体的一部分，我们之所以在这里，就是为了要荣耀神。
And also this body has to be the bread is unleavened bread, which is there's no any other substance with it.
这个饼必须是无效饼，没有除了面粉之外没有其他的成分。
And let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 5.
来看哥林多前书第五章
verse 6 and 7.
第六节跟第七节。
6, 7, 8.
六七八。
Chapter 5, verse 6. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven the whole lump of dough? And clean out of all leaven that you may be a new lump. Just as you are, in fact, a leaven for Christ, our Passover also has been sacrificed. Verse 8. Let us therefore celebrate the feast. Do not... Not with the old leavens, nor with the leaven of a malicious and a wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of a sincerity and truth. Yet the describe of the one bread has to be unleavened bread.
哥林多前书第五章六到八节讲到，这个饼必须是一个无效的饼。
And he even explained that all the sin has to be removed out of this bread.
并且他讲到，这个所有的效都要被除掉。
And before we partake the Holy Communion, so we have to repent if we have a sin within our heart.
这个孝就是罪，在我们领受圣餐之前，我们必须先悔改，我们心中有没有任何的罪。
So that we are worthwhile to participate in this Holy Communion.
这样我们才配得这个圣餐。
And also that once we participate the Holy Communion, this gives us, promises us eternal life.
我们领用圣餐，因为这给我们永生的应许。
In John chapter 6 verse 53.
在约翰福音的第六章六十三节。
In John chapter 6 verse 53 and 54.
六章的五十三节跟五十四节，约翰福音六章五十三节五十四节。
53 and 54. Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. Verse 54. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. This is the promise of Jesus Christ.
53节、54节是主耶稣的应许。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
这里讲到吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
Eternal life, this promise, he promised us to resurrect on the last day.
并且这永生是在末日，我要叫他复活。
Those who participate in Holy Communion have eternal life, truly secure for our eternal life also.
所以来领用圣餐就是我们来保守我们的永生的方法。
And also, we mentioned that this is one bread and unleavened bread. And those who do not be baptized, please do not take this holy communion.
并且我们刚才提到这个面这一个饼是一个无效饼，还没有在本教会受洗的，请暂时不要饮用。
Because once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, wash away sins, the old sin is washed away.Then we can participate in the Holy Communion.
直到我们奉主的名受洗，然后洗去所有的罪之后，我们才可以来领用这些圣餐。
Sincere wish that the those who come here to seeking the truth and the friends, hopefully you can come into the truth and receive a baptism as a wash away your sin. You can also participate in the Holy Communion with us in your future.
我实实在在的希望所有的朋友们都能够奉主的名受洗，能洗去罪，能成为主的一员，这样子才可以来领用圣餐。
Let us bring the bread.
那我们现在来领用这个饼。
Thanksgiving to God.
现在暂时来，先来做这个祝谢。
This is one bread.
我们这是一个饼。
Unleavened bread.
一个无效饼。
This is a body of Christ after we pray to God.
在我们向神祷告之后，这个饼就成为主耶稣的身体。
Let us all the brothers and sisters kneel down. We pray to God.
那我们一起跪下来，我们向神祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord, you let us come to this wonderful spiritual feast. All the words that you teach us this time, please let us remember, and we can walk with you and with your word. Now come toward the end of this spiritual convocation, we come to participate this Holy Communion. When we look at ourselves, we are sinners. When we look at ourselves, we are truly the weak one. Many times we're trying to live with a pure life, but many times there's a temptations.Sometimes we even forget about you. And we forget about you. You save us and choose us, your children. But because of your grace and mercy, we come here to, we ask you to let us to participate in this Holy Communion. Because
of your grace and mercy, we come here to, we ask you to let us to participate in this
You know, you come to this world, you the mock, when you captured by the Roman soldiers, you really, really mock and you despise by all the people around you. And then when you such a on the way of suffering, you never retaliate and you never talk back to them.
即使受了这么大的苦，你却并不反驳，也不报复。
You show us what true humility means.
你给我们做了一个最好的榜样，告诉我们什么样是真正的谦卑。
You show us true sacrifice means to us.
你也告诉我们什么样是真正的牺牲。
But we never giving back to you even the little things to you.
我们却没有办法来报答你，即使是很小的事情。
But before we offer this bread, you can give us your spirit. Help us to change our heart and cleanse our heart. Let us remember your death.
在我们饮用这个饼的时候，请你纪念我们能够来祝福这个饼。
Now here's this one bread, which is this is about your body that you die on the cross for us.
让我们心中纪念你的死，然后把这个在灵里面变为你的身体。
Please, your spirit helped, and your spirit changed this bread to do your body.
就身体就是你在十字架上为我们死的身体。
So truly, we can participate your body from now on. Our life always with you, always within you.
我们这样子能够领用你的身体，这样子我们就可以与你同在。
Let us give us a commitment. Our life, we never turn away from you, but always seeking you and always focus you to follow your ways.
让我们下定决心，把我们的生命交给你，我们再也不离开你。
And thank you, Lord. Amen.
感谢你, Amen.
Let's sing in 415.
我们唱诗415首.
Pastor Wang can help us. Jackson and Brother Mike and Kama to help us to distribute the bread. And also, all of you can holding the bread and we can take together after a solemn prayer.
我们现在请Jackson弟兄跟Mike弟兄来分这个圣餐，也请弟兄姐妹们拿到圣餐的时候，请暂时放在手里面，我们一起来领用。
Brother Jackson Chung and Mike, continue to sing in 415.
继续唱诗415首。
sing in 416.
唱诗416首。
我们同心默祷， and take the bread，
然后来领用这个圣餐。
This is a grape juice.
这是葡萄汁。
And also the Jesus, when he's in the Last Supper, he mentioned that he had taken a cup and given thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you."
主耶稣在最后的晚餐也说，把这一杯给你，我们大家都要喝。
Jesus mentioned that this is my blood of the covenant.
耶稣提到，这就是我和你们立的新约。
Also that this time we can kneel down, pray together.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。And
we can ask the Spirit to help this grape juice to the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祝谢，求神在灵中把这个变成主耶稣的宝血。And
let us thanksgiving to God.
我们一起来祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord. And now we bring this grape juice to dedicate you to, you can change this one to your blood. And let us always remember that you shed your blood on the cross is because of our sin. And no matter how righteous we are, we cannot claim ourselves we are righteous men. No matter what, we are the sinner in front of you. But because you show us a wonderful love and great love, you come to this world, you die on the cross, such agony and pain, and you shed the blood for us on the cross. Always our life problem is because we forget about your blood and your pain for us. Let us remember when you die on the cross, the nail penetrate your hands, such a pain and agony. And let us all use our hands for your purpose, not for our selfish purpose. We know the hand is the tool. Hand is something we can do, but many times our hands only using for our own self.
知道我们的手是有用的，我们可以来用它，但是很多时候我们都只用它为我们自己。
And your spirit help us move us from now on. This hand is for your purpose.
并且灵感动我们，让我们有力量能够为你用这手来做工。
Many times our feet in only just using for our own purpose.
我们的脚有时候我们也只是用来我们自己的用处。
Let us always remember that you're shedding the blood from your feet.Because of our sin from our feet.
让我们纪念你从你的腿中流出血，因为我们的罪，你才流血。
Let us always use our feet for your glory and your purpose.
让我们能成为忠心的你的仆人。
Whatever we work, whatever we do with our feet, this is for your purpose and your will.
我们用腿无论做什么，我们都为你而行，又为你的遵守你的旨意而行。
And also because you put it on this the thorn of a crown in your head.
并且你当时戴上头上戴着荆棘的皇冠。
I think because of our pride, you put it on this crown.
因为我们的骄傲，你才把这个冠冕戴到头上。
We like to put the crown such like a shiny crown, so we want to put it on so we can be proud of ourselves.
我们希望能够放上一个闪光的。冠冕戴在头上，这样子我们可以自我骄傲。
But you put this the thorn of a crown and put it on your head.
但你却让一个荆棘的冠冕放在你的头上。
You give us the image of a true meaning of humility.
给我们一个真正的含义，让我们懂得真正的什么叫做谦卑。
Let us our life to be selfishless life.
让我们不要再过一个自私的生活。
And truly, we can willing to take this the thorn of a crown.So we can experience of true humility.
我们要真正的从心里面来，情愿的来戴上这个荆棘的冠冕，这样子我们才会有谦卑。
Our life always submit to each other.
让我们把生命交托给彼此。
Our humility become our true pride in the our path of our life.
让我们让以谦卑来成为我们的骄傲。
Let us always remember your blood and the shedding the blood on the cross.Into our heart, always remain with us for the rest of our life. So we never be proud of ourselves, but we are always humble in the Lord. So that we, our life is solely, we can glorify God. This is the grape juice. Please change this one to your blood.
这是葡萄汁，请你。把这个在灵里面变成你的宝血。
And so all the brothers and sisters, we participate your blood for that we can have eternal hope on the last day.
我们所有领受这宝血的弟兄姐妹们就能够有永生的应许。
And thank you, Lord. Amen.
感谢你主，阿门。
Let's sing him 99.
我们唱诗99首。
Pass the mic.
Thank you.
time, Sister Jennifer Liu and Brother Peter Hong come to distribute.
我们请 Jennifer 姐妹跟 Peter 弟兄来发这个圣餐。
And this one that you can just take it and silent pray, you can take it individually.
这个我们就做一个默祷，可以马上就享用。
You don't have to wait.
我们不需要再等待。
Let's continue singing 99.
我们一起继续唱诗九十九首。
This time, so I'd like to share the one Bible verse. This is for since we participated in this Holy Communion, the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus.
我们现在要分享一个经节，因为我们已经领用了主耶稣的身体和他的宝血。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章第十四节跟第十五节。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
哥林多后书五章十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for us all.
他为我们所有的人去死。
Now it's our turn to we can dedicate our life to the Lord.
现在轮到我们，我们要把我们的生命献给主。
He mentioned that he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves.
这里主为我们死，他自己众人死，是那些活着的人不再为自己活。
Our life is for him.
我们的生命是为了主。
And also those who baptized, newly baptized, I think as a children's, it's important, very precious. It's God's children now become God's children. We have to raise our children according to the God's way.
因为我们刚受洗的，所以我们在这里要分享一下我们什么样子是神的道路来带领我们的孩子。
Our education toward our children is God bestow us this responsibility in our parents' hands.
怎样子来带领我们的孩子是我们做父母的责任。
And Acts chapter 15.
来看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
使徒行传第十五章二十八节到二十九节。
This is the conclusion. Chapter 15, verse 28 and 29.
二十八节到二十九节。
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than this essential, that you abstain from things sacrificed to idol, and from blood, and from things.Strangle and from fornication, if you keep yourself free from such things, you will do well and fare well.
使徒行传第五章二十八节，因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九就是境界，即偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能境界不犯就好了。
And since compared with the Old Testament and New Testament is totally different of life's.Way of life.
我们来比较旧约跟新约中的生活，我们发现会要求的完全不一样。
Under the grace of God, we have less burdensome in our life.
在我们神恩典之下，我们生命中有更很少的负担。
But at the same time, we have to very clearly draw a line from these things.
但是我们同时也要清楚地画一个界限，特别是跟这些事情画一个界限。
Especially nowadays, we live in the open society, and seems like there's no such kind of a strong guideline, biblical guideline, it seems like. But we have to follow this one.
特别是今天我们生活在一个开放的社会，好像我们的生活方式都不需要由圣经来指导，但是我们基督徒却需要来遵守这几个。
We have to keep this one. Also, we have to teach our children keep away from this also.
这几件事我们要遵守，并且我们要教导我们的孩子来遵守这几件事情，不可去犯。
Verse 21 says you abstain from things sacrificed to idols.
二十一节讲到我们要禁戒，二十九节讲到禁戒即偶像的物。
I think as we came, most of us came from the Asian countries, so there's some influence from theworshipping idol and the food to already offer to idol things.
我们从亚洲过来的弟兄姐妹可能会有以前会有来拜偶像的经验，就像是或者是把食物来献给偶像。
Since we participate in Holy Communion with Jesus Christ, we should not take any part of this become as the eating things that the sacrifice to the idols.
因为我们已经领用了圣餐，所以我们不可以跟任何这些祭偶像的物有关。
And also he mentioned the blood from the things, we should abstain from blood and from the things that are strangled and strangled.
这里讲到我们要禁止吃血，也不要去吃勒死的牲畜。
Blood is a source. This is a source of life.
因为血是动物的生命。
God prohibited to let us to eat and drink.
所以神禁止我们去 吃或喝这些。
Sometimes the marketplace that they're selling those things we should not buy and should not eat it.
如果超市上在卖这些东西的话，我们不要去吃。
And also like any animal that strangled to death, the blood still cannot come out of the body, so we should not eat it.
类似的牲畜血都在肉上都没有出来，所以我们也不要去吃。
And the last one is from the fornication.
最后就是要境界奸淫的事情。
Sexual immorality is a very serious sin.
性德不道德在神面前是一种非常严重的罪。
It might jeopardize our everlasting life.
我们的永生可能就因此而被毁去。
We have to clearly draw our line away from the sexual immorality.
所以我们要清清楚楚的跟性不道德的性的事情划明界限。
God provided us a very blessful life, each one of us, for let our life to enjoy.
神有给我们美好的生命，让我们来享受。
According to God's way, we can establish our own family. This is the blessing of God.
按照神的方法，我们可以建立自己的家庭，这就是神的祝福。
But the temptation out there for all the sexual immoralities.
但是这些性的不道德的事情引诱却总是在那里存在。
We have to always be aware of this part.
我们要必须警醒注意这些事情。
And also nowadays like homosexuality whatever things in the society prevailed, we should away from that.
并且在这个现今的社会有很多罪恶的事情，像是同性恋也是很流行，我们也要跟他们这些人远离。
And verse 29, the last portion said,You keep from yourself free from such things, you will do well.
29节这里讲到，自己见你们若能自己境界不犯就好了。
Very simple things, we can draw line clearly, we can make our life make life blessful in the Lord.
这是简单的几点，我们如果去遵守的话，我们就能让我们的生命能得到神的大大的祝福。
Now to the end of this whole spiritual convocation and holy communion.We thank God everything come and toward smoothly.
最后，我们感谢神，我们的圣餐礼，我们的整所有的灵恩会都能够顺利的进行。
Let's sing him, not that one, but 77.
我们来唱诗77首。